Cozy traditions feel good. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What if I have a conversation, a discussion, matter of fact, a training that aligns with whatever certification you're going after, whether it's CAPM, PMP, ACP, but I still bring it back to the balance of pragmatic, meaning actually doing this in real life while I'm tying it to these certifications. Would that work for you? Well, in today's episode, that's exactly what I plan to do. So with no further ado, you know, we just like to jump right into the information. So what is, I should say, the Scrum 353? No, it's not an area code. It's not, you're going to call it 353. No, it stands for something more deeper and better. I learned this concept from my trainer, my friend, my buddy, or I say buddies, Phil and Roy. And when I learned about the 353, I was like, man, this is just more easy to digest and comprehend. See, the to master this is the essential framework that bridges the exam success that you're looking for with practical delivery excellence. Let's jump into it. What is the 353 framework? Well, it's three roles, five events, and three articles. So in the exam, this is going to show up in your PMP, your CAPM, as well as your ACP exam. But my thing is, my goal, my mission, my job, though, I would love to do my best to anchor this in real world delivery, as well as, you know, we have to make sure we talk about leadership, because we want to be able to position you to both have the agile mindset as well as the agile framework, while in exchange, you're going to get some exam advantage. Let's talk about these three roles first. So you have the product owner, the scrum master, and developers. Now, what I want you to understand, it used to be the development team. As per the 2020 Scrum Guide update, they're now called developers. So what is the product owner? They maximize the value and own the backlog. They're basically the voice of the customer and the business stakeholder. Scrum master, my favorite, my guy, my person. They're the servant leader who removes impediments and facilitates team success. We're going to dig a little bit more in all three of these roles, of course. And then developer, they're cross-functional, self-managing team members. Like I said, the 2020 Scrum Guide update replaced developers with development team. All right. Now let's look at the roles in exams as well as real life. So from an exam perspective, let's look at the PMP. The PMP, so you have stakeholder engagement, serving leader, and remove impediments. This is the concept here. For the CAPM, is product owner explicit in the business analyst domain. And then the last and final one on that one is agile facilitation. When it comes to the ACP, is leadership domain, meaning empowering teams, facilitating problem resolution, and then again, product domain, refining backlog and manage increments. Now let's look at it from a real world reality. Product owner, their job is to say no. Yeah, I know that's not right. You're like, what you mean? They have to say no more times than they have to say yes, because of the fact that people are wanting to say, hey, we can do this better. We can do it this way. But they are the voice of the customer. And as Burger King would say, the customer gets to have it their way. So if the team is able to do it, well, the customer is right. Scrum Master, not a project manager in disguise. I know sometimes we want to mix those roles and say, well, I want my project manager to be the Scrum Master. What? There's two different concepts here and two different roles. So again, the Scrum Master is not the project manager in disguise. And the last and final one, developers, they own the how. They do not own the what. All right, let's look at these five Scrum events. So far, we've covered the three, which is the three roles. Now we're covering the five, which are the Scrum events. And I also did a little bit of extra homework for you. Do you mind if I over-deliver on this? I put the time boxes in there. Most of the time when we talk about the different time boxes, we always just get caught up in the daily Scrum. Some even call it the stand-up. Some call it the daily coordination. So first of all, we have our sprint. This is a container event, a one-month duration. Then we have our sprint planning. Sprint planning under a one-month sprint should be no more than 8 hours. Then you have your daily Scrum, 15 minutes exactly each and every day. And then sprint review should be no more than 4 hours on a one-month sprint. And then the retrospectives, which should be no more than 3 hours for a one-month sprint. Listen, each event is time boxed to enforce, watch this family, inspect and adapt to the principles. Now, let's look at this and compare it to the exam, as well as some of the pitfalls that you will see in the real world if you decide to take this into the real world. So let's focus on the PMP. PMP is focused on the incremental value delivery, stakeholder collaboration, and lessons learned. The CAPL is iteration planning, stand-ups, and retrospectives. And then the ACP, they focus on two domains, mindset and delivery. So mindset domain is transparency and shortened feedback loops. And then the delivery domain is engaging in customers and delivering in small increments. Now, let's look at the real world pitfalls that can happen. A daily Scrum becomes a reporting trap instead of collaboration. Ooh, I like that. Do you mind if I park here parenthetically, family? I've seen this happen on too many teams where the daily Scrum is supposed to be not a status meeting. It's supposed to be a meeting in which we're collaborating together in a succinct type of approach. We're supposed to be getting through that daily Scrum within 15 minutes. We should be able to go around really fast. And if there's an impediment, we don't address it there. Mm-mm. Now, I've seen teams where they want to dig in, they want to address it there, but this is not the place, nor, as they would say, the time to address it. We take that offline because we want the team to get back to work. Okay, I digress. Sprint review. The downfalls of a sprint review. It turns into a demo theater instead of a stakeholder collaboration. What are you saying, ED? You're being really challenging here. I know. Let me explain what I mean. We get so excited about what we built. We got so excited about how it's come together that we ignore the customer. We ignore the business because we're like, this is it. But at the end of the day, the product that we're building is for the customer. So if the customer said, I don't like that particular piece, and that wasn't something that we were supposed to build, or it doesn't align really well, then we need to make an adjustment. This is why I said that sometimes these sprint reviews turn into a demo theater instead of really connecting with the stakeholder to build a collaborative approach. See, when you have a collaborative approach, now we're moving together. Now we're moving aligned. Now we're so synced that when it comes up for another sprint review of the product, we're already succinct. The only thing you should be saying, hey, I like that thing. You think you can move that over to the left or move? These are the type of how we're collaborating. Okay, I'll get off of that. Retrospective, my favorite. Where do they go wrong at? How can I count the ways? It becomes a venting session and not an actionable outcome session. I like that. The reason why I like that, family, is because, yes, we can vent all day. We can complain. We can fuss. We can be upset and frustrated about what has happened in this journey. But if we don't tie actionable outcomes to what these issues that we learned in the journey, it does us no good. All we are doing is wasting time and air. So this is why a lot of times in the real world, when you get to the retrospective aspect and it just turns into a venting session and no reasonable or actionable outcomes are done, it just holds the project back. Let's go to the last and final one out of the 3, 5, 3. We have three artifacts. Say it with me, three artifacts. What are the three artifacts? Product backlog, sprint backlog, and increment. Now, in the 2020 Scrum Guide, commitments provide clarity and quality guardrails for each artifact. So what is the product backlog? Well, the commitment is product goal. What is a sprint backlog? Well, the commitment is a sprint goal. And for increment, the commitment is DOD, or as we say, definition of done. Now, artifacts and exam in real life. Now, the PMP focuses on the backlog, basically equaling your scope management. Increment equals your deliverables and quality. Now, CAPM focus is backlog refinement, product roadmap, acceptance criteria. And the last and final one, ACP focus is on product domain and delivery domain. Product domain is refine the backlog, define the increment goals, and delivery domain is validate deliverables, meet acceptance criteria. Now we're going to look at some real world pitfalls. Unrefined backlog. What happens? This leads to chaos. The priorities are, it's unclear. We don't know which way we should go, how we should be moving. Next one, missing sprint goals. This results in work without a purpose or direction. Basically, you have a faulty map. Basically, it's just like, have you ever been in your car and whether you use Google or Apple Maps, whatever the map is, and you make a wrong turn, what ends up happening is it says redirecting. But when we don't have a proper sprint goal, we can't really direct in the correct direction, which results in work without purpose and most of all, no directions. All right, and then the last and final one, 90% done syndrome. Definition of done is binary, not done. What am I saying here? What I'm saying here, family, is in this Scrum framework, done is done. It's not a percentage. Did we meet the definition of done? Yes or no. If we did not, then we have to meet the definition of done. And a lot of times in project management, they'll be like, "Wait, how far are you in the project? What's the percentage?" You're like, "Oh, I'm about 90%. And people are like, "Oh, we're almost done." Well, no, well, yeah, you're right. The almost part, but we're not done yet. Let's transition into the different crosswalks between the 3, 5, 3. I'm going to walk you through the crosswalk, as I'm calling it. You got Scrum, PMP, CAPM, and ACP. So product owner, and this is, you know, the 3, 5, 3 now. So what we got for the three, say it with me, three roles. So the three roles are product owner. Basically for the PMP, this is people, stakeholder collaboration. For the CAPM, again, the domain is domain four around BA role. For the ACP is product, backlog refinement, and managing increments. Here's my insight. They're the value maximizer. What does that mean? The product owner protects value by saying no more than often than saying yes. Scrum master, we look at from the PMP standpoint, again, people, we're removing impediments. From a CAPM standpoint, from domain 1 and 3, we're looking at a servant leadership. And then ACP is leadership, basically empowering teams and problem resolution. This is what I want us to understand. We need to understand this clearly. A Scrum Master is a coach. They're not the PM. The Scrum Master succeeds by enabling others, not by managing them. Again, I'll say that again. The Scrum Master succeeds by enabling, not by managing. All right, developers, people. Empowering teams, that's the PMP. CAPM, domain 1 and 3, iteration planning. AACP, delivery, small increments, optimized flow. Here's my insight. Self-managing, developers thrive when they own the how of the delivery without silos. So we have Scrum, PMP, CAPM, and ACP. So when we look at the scrum elements, I'm going to break it down from sprint to sprint planning to daily scrum, sprint review, retrospective. So PMP for sprint is basically process incremental delivery. From a CAPM standpoint, domain three, adaptive iteration. From an ACP standpoint is delivery. So delivering small increments, feedback, my insight. This is basically a cadence driver. From a scrum element, sprint planning, from a PMP standpoint, we have process, plan, scope, and schedule. From a CAPM, domain three, iteration planning. And then from an ACP, we look at the product, basically refining backlog, defining increment goals, and the insight is aligned backlog with goal. Daily scrum. From a PMP standpoint, we're talking about people managing communication. From a CAPM standpoint, we're talking about domain one, stand-ups. And then from an ACP aspect, we're talking about mindset, meaning being transparent, shortened feedback loops. And the whole insight of this is having the ability to have a daily sync. From another piece, we're going to talk about the sprint review. So for the PMP standpoint, we have process, which is stakeholder engagement. CAPM is domain four, which is validating requirements. And then the ACP aspect is delivery of encouraging customers and validating acceptance. And the insight in here is really having collaboration. And the last and final one is retrospective, which from a PMP standpoint is process, meaning lessons learned. And from a CAPM domain one, which is retrospectives. And then ACP is mindset, basically having psychological safety and continuous improvement. And my insight here is the growth loop. Well, family, the last and final one that I have for you here is from a scrum element, we have product backlog, which is our product goal. From a PMP standpoint, that's process, meaning scope management. From a CAPM, that is a domain four backlog and roadmap. And then ACP is product, meaning backlog refinement. Here's my insight, adaptive requirements, meaning a backlog without refinement quickly turns into a wish list, not an actual roadmap. And then the next one we have is sprint backlog, which is equivalent to what we're trying to get as our sprint goal. PMP process is scope baseline. Our CAPM is domain three, iteration planning. And then the ACP is product, meaning increment goals. So the insight here is your sprint goal equals purpose. So a sprint goal gives you purpose. Without it, it's just a backlog of just tasks. And the last and final one is increment is basically your definition of done. From a PMP standpoint, process meaning quality deliverables. From a CAPM is domain four, acceptance criteria. And then the ACP is delivery. Basically, we're validating deliverables. And then the insight is DOD. Equals acceptance. So DOD means definition of done. So the increment proves value only if it meets the definition of done. 90% does not count as being done. Again, why does 3-5-3 matter? I purposely believe, I truly believe that is a shared mental model. It creates clarity and discipline across teams and stakeholders. If you're on a course for any PMI exam, whether CAPM, PMP, or ACP, all of this is tested on the exam or certain portions of it is tested. So meaning Scrum is tested under the Agile hybrid domains in all three certification. And then from a real world protection, you have to understand being able to protect cadence, focus, and quality is going to be key essential in project delivery. I'm telling you to put some respect on 3-5-3, and it will guide you through exams and projects alike, because the power of 3-5-3 is really about the scrum light work. It's about the discipline, nothing extra, nothing to add. There's nothing missing. If you stay consistent with the framework, not only will you be able to answer the PMI exam questions with confidence, but you'll also be able to lead real teams with clarity, focus, and of course, measurable results. If you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.